Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Yisro Shomrei Muna in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our fifth installment of Reflections on Shabbos. We were discussing yesterday the idea of remembering the Exodus on Shabbos. We discussed the Ramban's idea that it's not as much that Shabbos is about remembering the Exodus as much as if the Jews of that generation remember the Exodus, that will help them in reinforcing their belief that God created the world. That's the Ramban's perspective. The truth is that's not the most common perspective among the commentators. The most common perspective among the commentators is something that, among others, is stated by the Sefer HaYikarim. And he addresses a very famous Talmudic quote, which is, we refer to it already in the series, Zachor v'shamor b'dibur echad nemru, that both the instructions of Zachor es Yom HaShabbos, remembering the day of Shabbos, and Shamor es Yom HaShabbos, guarding the day of Shabbos, were both conveyed in one statement, in one moment, by God at Har Sinai. And because we can't say two things at one time, in one version of the Ten Commandments, the Torah writes Zachor, and the other version of the Ten Commandments, the Torah writes Shamor. What is fundamentally so core about these two components of Shabbos, about the remembering and about the guarding? The most basic answer is that Zachor represents the positive commandment of Shabbos, of saying Kiddush on Shabbos, and we associate other positive mitzvahs, such as having meals on Shabbos. We associate those things also with Zachor, a little bit indirectly, but we make an association. And Shamor is guarding Shabbos, refraining from prohibited activities on Shabbos. So Shabbos is a dual day. It's a day of positive actions, of connection to God. It's a day of refraining from negative things. Okay, that's the most standard approach. The Sefer HaYikarim says something else. He says, when we say that Zachor and Shamor were said in the same moment, that's shorthand. When the Torah talks about Zachor and Shabbos L'Kadsho, remember the day of Shabbos, it goes on to say, because Shabbos commemorates the creation of the world. And when the Torah talks about guarding the day of Shabbos, it goes on to say, because Shabbos is an opportunity to remember that God took you out of Egypt. So he says as follows, Shabbos is equally about both points. It's about the fact that God created the world and about the fact that God continues to conduct the world and run the world. He created the world and he took the Jews out of Egypt. Both points. If a person celebrates Shabbos and only thinks about the fact that God created the world, that's the famous watchmaker theory. That's nice, but that's not a full appreciation for our perspective of what it means that God created the world. We already referred to this earlier in the series. If God created the world, that means everything in the world has a purpose. If God created me, that means I have a purpose. I have a purpose in this world and I've got to get to it. So it's both points together. And God conveyed both zechiros, both rememberings, at the same time to Bnei Yisrael, because both are equally important in perspective on Shabbos. That's the point that the Sefer HaYikarim makes. And that, of course, speaks in a very relevant way to the idea that we work for 6 days, and then there's a day of rest of Shabbos, which really means that we have done things for the past 6 days, and Shabbos is an opportunity to reflect, to remind ourselves that God had a hand in all of it. God had a hand in the successes. God had a hand in the failures. And let me, of course, be thankful to God. And let me try to reflect a little bit. Let me try to get a handle on things a little bit, perspective on things. Just would like to go on to one more point, and that's a point made by the Rabbeinu Bachya. Language in the Pasuk, we say it weekly Friday night, V'shamru v'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos. The Jewish people observed the Shabbos, la'sos es ha-Shabbos adarosam bris olam, to make Shabbos for the generations an eternal covenant. What does it mean that the Bnei Yisrael observed the Shabbos to make the Shabbos? What does that mean? You could say different things for this. But the Rabbeinu Bachya quotes the source which says, the Talmudic source which says, that any person who observes Shabbos in this world, it's as if he helped create the Shabbos in the heavenly realm. And this speaks to the idea that Bnei Yisrael, when we are Shomer Shabbos, each and every one of us, each of us Jews, when we keep the Shabbos, we're making Shabbos. We're bringing Shabbos into the world. The Or HaChaim elaborates on this. The Or HaChaim says, in a sense, Shabbos can only really exist if people are observing it. In other words, of course, if God wants there to be Shabbos, there's Shabbos. But if there's no one to observe the Shabbos, it's not really existing. And so Shabbos was essential to the creation of the world. The world, the creation of the world at the beginning of time wasn't complete until God created a sense of Shabbos. Without our reinforcing that, the world fundamentally is lacking something. So that's the Orach Chaim's elaboration on the point that's really begun by the Rabbeinu Bachya. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day and a wonderful and meaningful Shabbos.